Ayo, what's up, my little grease babies? What's up, those wayward wanderers? Yeah, it's heist day on GVR, Grease Valley Radio with a heist-isode. Ayo, it's your boy, Big Bumble Bali. I'm gonna have to keep Stagaby back. Stagaby's a little too big, so they're gonna have to stay behind in the shack. And we'll get them on the way back. I'm gonna take Bella with me. Lots of new friends on this adventures already. As long as we all get out of this okay, I mean, man, holy shit. I'm gonna have a whole crew of questers and adventurers who will help me out, and I'll for sure be able to reclaim the Grease Valley in no time. I'm not particularly great at heists. I know what to expect. We've all seen heist movies, you know what I mean? Like a typical backstab, maybe like a diversion, maybe like a triple, double, quadruple cross. I don't know, you know what I mean? But I'll try to explain it as it goes along. There's a lot of new wonky names, so I'll do my best at not confusing everyone with the crew, you know what I mean? Energon Tower is gonna be crazy. I've never been to Energon Tower. That was in the rich Kabugi fucking district, and I wasn't allowed in there, so we're gonna see what the rich side of Beach City looks like today, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll find a little upgrade for that little toy falcon I found in the western town. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. If all goes well, though, I'll finally be able to go back home in a few days. Like, I'll be back home in, like, 72 hours. It'll be crazy. I don't know how we're gonna get there that fast, but Captain Grimble Schmuck is gonna explain it on the way there. He's gonna tell me how the heist is gonna go. So, you know, let's get to it. Heist-isode GVR to you. So, Captain G, Captain Grimble, why are we in this taxi? And, where's everyone else right now?
Oh, they're in separate cabs. Not enough for Amanda. We don't need a getaway driver. The heist is for a getaway.
Oh, yeah, that experimental jet. Have you done this before? Have you done anything like... Wait, should I be quiet right now? Should we be a little quiet, you know what I mean? Being in a taxi with a stranger?
Listen, Bali, this is Beach City. Shift drivers, I mean, they got like this customer confidentiality, you know what I mean? They can't just say anything about what we say. And I mean, let's be honest, shift drivers are some of the scummiest motherfuckers in this place. I mean, they're notorious robbers and like highwaymen in disguise and stuff. But nah, we take these shift drivers over to Energon Tower to get us right in. And to be honest with you, Bali, this is a new crew of mine. They're not all fully vetted, much like you. I don't know much anything about you. I know the basics, and that's pretty much how I know the rest of this crew. I've done things like this before, but never with these goons, and I don't really know what to expect. I mean, they all know the plan, but I'm expecting a double cross, a triple cross, a quadruple cross, you know what I mean? A misdirect, a stumble, a diversion, a distraction, some uncontrollable, hopefully if we get a little serendipitous, and Deus Ex Machina will be waiting for us at the end, you know what I mean, boy? And between you and me, new kid, mm-hmm. I chose to trust you because you're clearly the least dangerous of the whole group. The rest of them, I don't know what's going through these scum fucks' brains. They're all willing to do this heist and they all got something to get out of it, but man, you never know if you can trust these motherfuckers.
I feel you.
So, there it is, guy. Energon Tower. Research is at the top floors, below all of that. The entertainment sectors.
Holy shit.
They got showcases displaying all of their new tech, all of their crazy new things to get investors and to get general interest. They even got plays and motherfucking theater musicals.
I like theater.
That they put on there. They even more motherfucking goons to put money into their products.
Okay.
Now, let me break down. What's gonna happen? Are you looking at the tower?
Yeah. So the tower is just this giant, like 60-story purple chrome. It's got these green neon lights, all these holographic symbols around it.
Listen here.
It's a marvel of the Golden Coast.
and Kezzlebub, the portal working warlock. They're gonna slowly portal their way up in the bathrooms. They're gonna portal from floor to floor to floor, and that's how they're gonna reach the top.
Okay.
Shaylin Vale, they're gonna sneak in McTurkin, the scientist. Shaylin Vale, they know these streets, they know everyone here. They could get false badges, they could get anything. So they're gonna disguise themselves up as guards, and they're gonna disguise McTurkin as a scientist that they're escorting up there. Now, this is where you come in.
Ooh.
You're gonna be entertaining the bigwigs.
What?
The entertainment district, that's where I'm putting you, Ali. And then from there, you're gonna cause a diversion. You're gonna cause a big distraction.
Okay.
And while the distraction's going on, we're all gonna be able to make it to the top floor. To do this, you're gonna have to infiltrate the Black Box Playhouse.
Whoa, I haven't acted in years.
Now, if I'm being honest with you, Bali, I'm suspecting Kezzlebub or McTurkin to be the fucking rat, to be the double crosser. Kezzlebub, I've never been able to get a hard lock on the guy. And I mean, he likes Saren Stone. Anyone who likes Staring Stone, someone to be suspicious of.
Agreed.
And McTurkin, I've never known what's going through that mad scientist's brain. That guy's half fucking here, half fucking in the stars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's always hopped up on those fucking moon rocks all the time. I don't know what to do with them. I'll stay on guard for you though, Bali. You'll have my protection, you won't have to worry.
Sweet.
So once you create the distraction, we'll head on to the top.
Sounds good.
Once we're all near the top, we'll hit the armory, we'll find the jet, and we'll fly off, baby. It's smooth operation.
Ooh.
We're pulling up now, so get ready, Bali. Anything can happen in there.
Alright, Enertron Tower. Oh boy, fuck. So there's the Barbarian, the Warlock, the Rogue Twins, the Mad Scientist, and of course the Captain himself. And you got me! Big Bumble Bali. Hey, yo, we gonna make this fucking heist happen, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Let's go, Grease Valley Radio, to you. Yaya, oh, fuck. It's bright as fuck at the steps of the tower. I mean, Enertron Tower's so fucking bright. And there's all these fucking rich snobs walking around. I don't know if I like it here. There's all these rich people, like, they wear fucking pajama onesies with, like, torn blazers over the front. They're walking in and out of their offices. Some of them have, like, you know, fucking onesies with fucking, like, animals hoods on them. But then they have these blazers and shit. It's so weird looking. Lots of security. A bunch of goons in this purple and white body suits, and they got these like holographic badges that beam off of their suits. Lots of just like holographic signs in general. Just like the billboards, the ads, everything's just projected onto real life. I mean, it's all provided by Enertron, of course. So, oh shit.
Oh, Bali, use this pass. You're gonna need it. Stick near me, and I'll get you backstage. And once we're back there, it's all on you, alright?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Let's get through secure. Hello, hi. Yeah, here's my pass. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to do an eye scan? Okay. And you could do my thumb scans. And you could do my tongue scan. See, there we go. Pass security. Smooth. Nothing's gonna happen, baby. Oh shit. Is that Mach and Kezzle over there? Are they going into the bathrooms? Are they doing? Oh shit! Might be. I'll be more quiet. I forgot we're actually in and we're doing this. This is fucking crazy. There's lots of elevators all over the place. They're all glass, so you could like see into every one of them, and all of them could see me down here. It's very open, very spacious. It's got an industrial and design. Building's really interesting, and I'm liking it here. But the showroom floors, we're passing them now, and there's a lot of them. They're all labeled. There's like a couple for Senti Tech, teching out their new animals, new cars that talk to you. But there's some biosplicing sections. I don't know what all that's about. A whole medical firm, actually. there's a medical firm set up next to a display of 80 trucks that were welded together and are now being called a robot called the Diesel God. Lots of different stuff going on in here for sure. Oh shit, there's the elevators for the theaters. Nice, that's where we need to go. Gotta say, I love theater. I was like a theater little nerd for so long. I was a theater kid when I was growing up, you know what I mean? I mean, Angels in America is a fantastic read. It's an incredible, life-changing read for sure. I've never seen it live. I can only imagine. Oh my god. There's a lot of interesting shows going on here. I could see like different theaters are labeled with different shows. There's the lovely Loveland Frog Folk. There's a Nightman Cometh over there. There's the Saren Stonagon. Ooh. There's the Black Box Theater. Well, it's actually a black triangle. And there's the play I gotta infiltrate. It's called The Money Pit. Blah. Should be easy enough. It ain't gonna be a hard time.
Alright, get backstage, Molly. You need to infiltrate the lead role and make the diversion happen. It's all up to you.
Okay, sweet. You go wait and I'll sneak in. I gotta... Oh, fuck. Why the fuck is it so smoky back here? Oh my god, every actor's just smoking anything they could find. Jesus Christ. There's so much alcohol just littered on the floor back here. I mean, oh my god. Dude, what the fuck? I thought this backstage would look nice, but this is horrible. Lots of theater goons back here, and they're on like this sleek steel wrapped around their bodies, just kind of containing their flesh amongst this like steel, and they're all colored in like hundreds of different cold colors, lots of blue and grays, lots of blacks and browns, you know what I mean? Like lots of colors going on here. Oh, here it is. I found a script. Okay, so a 7-hour long play. Different ensemble actors go out and they roll in money while shouting out their characters' names. There's literally two pages where just three characters roll around in money while one shouts, bank, 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 bank. The another going, oil, 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 diamonds, diamonds. Like, oh my god. This is, I love some good experimental theater. I can only imagine who's in the crowd right now. It's definitely for a very particular audience. It's an ode to what money gave to us and how money affected us, I think. It's been going on for 2 hours so far, and the climax is approaching, apparently. I gotta get out there if the climax is coming up. I gotta imitate the character, the industrial godmonger. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and costume up. I'm gonna cover myself in this, like, dank oil I found. I'm gonna smear it all over me. I'm gonna wrap some steel around my arms. There's this gun cape. There's this cape made of guns. Put that on. And then, I'm gonna write forced labor on my chest, really big and write in red drawing. There we go. Okay, my entrance is coming up. Oh, shit. There's the real fucking industrial godmonger, Bella. Yeah, go, go, go. Bella, bite that motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Bite him, okay? Gotta run on stage. Oh. I am the industrial godmonger. I am your father of money. I am your innovator of times. Without me, the sky would choke on your arrogance. The smog coming out of my plumes will fill your lungs and rise you and elevate you into a new century. And also, money isn't fucking real, you idiots! You bunch of dumb motherfuckers in the audience! Yeah, I'm looking at you, motherfucker, with your big old red mask on! fuck you! And fuck you! Yeah! Yeah, fuck you! Don't know! Sit in your seat! Yeah, you're gonna take this! I'm gonna sit here! I'm gonna berate every last one of you motherfuckers! You dumb motherfuckers! You want me to roll in money and shout, gas and oils? Fuck you! Fuck you! No, get your hands off me! Get your hands! Pull the... Yeah! What if I did this? Ha ha! Pull your costume! Yeah, you ain't got no fucking mask on now! I'm gonna set your whole stage on fire! Oh shit, okay, all the sirens are going off, okay, I think I did my job right, everyone's freaking out, they're all trying to get out of here, there's a bunch of guards trying to get, I see Grimble Schmuck flagging me over, oh shit.
Fantastic job up there, Bali, you really showed those dumb fucks. All right, emergency protocols enacted, service elevators are open usage, now we take SEC2 to SER5. One floor up should be the armory. Meet with the crew. Bada bing, bada boom.
Holy shit, it's happening. We're heisting. I did my part of the heist. We're doing it. Captain Grimble really knows this place well. So now we wait for the fight, apparently. Oh shit, what was that thud? Oh shit, the elevator door's just open and it's fucking hell up here. Holy shit! Anertron security's just being thrown around like a bunch of motherfuckers, like a bunch of rag dolls. Oh shit! I don't know what the fuck's causing all this chaos up here. Captain, what do we do? Oh shit! Did you see that? The giant beam of green electric pulse from down that hall. This isn't like Mach or Kesselbub, is it?
I don't think so. Bali, follow close. I'm pinging Team 2's nearby.
Okay, so we're in the labs. All the hallways are lined with these purple beams on the wall, these purple lighting beams, these tight chrome corridors, a lot of experimental tech we're passing by, a lot of people like fiddling around with jet boots and animals suspended in this like sage green liquid, like a consistency of a milkshake. Whoa, I think we just passed by a room where they're making sarin stone batteries. What the fuck is going on? Oh shit, duck! What the fuck was that? Oh my god, what the fuck is that? It's like a 12-foot bulky with like the face of a hippo. It's like a troll with a pulsing blue aura. What are the pods on its back? Oh shit, he just grew wings. Oh shit, now he's shooting energy breath down the hallways. Grimbleschmuck, what the fuck's going on?
Apparently, McTurkin accidentally released the creature. It's a troll fueled by M-Fuel. Ship might be more trouble than we can handle. They're saying the armory's all clear, so let's head
that
way.
Holy shit, this troll's going insane. This M-Troll is growing every minute. Oh my, it just ripped its arm off, and now it's using its arm as a shotgun. It grew a new arm. The pods on its back are bleeding or depleting each time it does something like this. This is, what the fuck's going on here? These guards cannot put up a fight against this giant troll. This was not on the list. Captain, you did not say this was gonna happen. What the fuck, man? Alright, we gotta go. We gotta climb up these stairs. These guards, hopefully they'll be able to handle it, but shit, they ain't looking too good down there. What's a heist without a little hiccup, you know what I mean? Shit. Oh, fuck. I hope that troll doesn't catch us. That troll can shoot lightning out of its mouth. Fuck that shit. I'm out of here. The armory's gotta be close. Come on, let's keep moving. Okay, so we're approaching the armory now. I could definitely tell. I mean, it's not as subtle. There's a giant holographic sign beaming out in these giant purple letters that say armory. And by the sides of it, there's like guns lined up and shit like that. I mean, it's pretty obvious what this is, but there's two short guards still standing in front of it. I thought all the guards were supposed to be gone. What the fuck? It's like a vault door was moved to the side too. It's all opened right now. The vault door is made out of guns. Jesus, just a bunch of like millions of guns welded together. as we approach, they're starting to stand aside. Oh shit, it's Vale and Chael. What's up, y'all? Hey, holy shit, this place is not even just filled with guns. This is filled with tech. I don't understand half of it. There's jetpacks, there's like these steel suits, there's these rifles that are glowing, there's even relics and shit in here. Oh shit, Kezzlebub and Mach. Hey, it's the whole crew, we all made it. Well, what are y'all looking for? Whoa, looks like Kezzlebub found some kind of Sarin-sewn staff. It's got like the head of a squid at the tip of it with these like crimson golden eyes. What the fuck? Mach, oh shit. He's grabbing this vine-covered club/mace. It's like this ancient-looking mace. It's huge. It's like 9 foot big. He's whispering something about Lugda, something about Lorgmore. I don't know what the fuck he's going on about. Chael and Vale are just looting around, grabbing little gadgets and motherboards and all this tech that I could hardly understand. I mean, so is fucking McTarkin. McTarkin's getting excited over all of these motherfucking little pieces. I'm just grabbing these little attachments. There's this little senti animal section, like a drawer filled with just like a bunch of little senti animals. So I'm just kind of grabbing little attachments here and there. There's like a little cold attachment that lets it shoot like cold breath or a cold missile. I don't know. That seems cool. Oh shit. Captain Grimble Schmuck. Oh god, that thing. He just grabbed like a 7-foot rifle. It's this giant rifle with this glowing purple beam on the side. Oh my god.
Alright folks, you're all geared up. You got everything I promised you guys from the armory. Now, let's heist this place and get us a fucking jet and get us out of here. Wee-haw!
Oh shit! Grimble Schmuck! Oh my god! What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh no! Oh shit, folks. Oh no, we're in big trouble now. I thought we were gonna get out of this kind of smooth, but seems like we're gonna have to fight our way out of this fucking thing. What is this chimera-ass dragon? It's this fucking dragon staring down at us. It's got all these cables and wires hanging off of it. It's got steel infused into its flesh. Instead of wings, it's got these giant jet engines on its back. What the fuck is? It's got goat heads all over it. It's got a scorpion's tail. Oh my god, is that scorpion tail shoot lasers? Get this fucking thing out of here. I don't, oh no. How are we gonna defeat it?
All right, guys, this is an engine chimera. I've seen it before. Surround it, disable the tail, blind it. Bolly, hang back and stay safe.
Okay, sounds good. I'm gonna stay back here and describe the action. Make sure that we're all on the same page. Okay, so Mach is grabbing its aggro. The barbarian's going up, swinging its club in its face. It's getting its attention. Chael and Vale, in the meantime, are climbing up beams to get above it. Captain Grimble and Kezzlebub are going on both sides of it to confuse it. Now, yeah, we got a full surround going on. McTarkin's fiddling around with some like slimy device that's blinking he's got in his hands. He's fiddling around with it. Oh, shit. The Chimera slamming its tail all around. Oh, it's shooting its laser tail up at Chael and Vale. You guys gotta be careful up there. Oh, yeah. Captain Grimble just hit it with its fucking big old gun blast. Fried a hole right in the side of it. But this Chimera is not going down easy. It's using like internet codes to like hack into people's different gear and make shit malfunction. Oh my god, wait. What's Mach doing? Mach is taking his giant club and smashing corpses of guards with it. Oh my god, why is he smashing the corpses of guards? Wait, he just twisted the hilt of his club and the corpses are getting up. Did he just resurrect those guards? He just beat the shit out of their bodies and then resurrected them? What the fuck? They're starting to go and attack the Chimera now. The Chimera's blasting its piston friction beams. It's blasting holes in all of the walls. Oh my god, it's gonna knock down this whole fucking tower if we're not careful. Holy shit, we gotta hope that McTarkin could get his device going sometime. Oh yeah! Chael and Vale just hopped onto its back. Yeah, they're both deactivating the jet engines on its back. Yeah! Go Chael, go Vale! Oh shit! Kezzlebub? Whoa! Kezzlebub just opened a portal. He's aiming for the tail to go inside the portal. Whoa! The tail, as soon as it went inside the portal, he shut the portal and he chopped the tail off. Holy shit. Mach's using those, oh my god, those zombies he rose up. They're all mushroom ridden now. They're clawing at the Chimera's eyes to blind it. It can't really operate. It's got all these things going on. It's freaking out. Oh no. Oh shit. Everybody got knocked off of it. This knight dude popped out of the back of the Chimera. Oh no, there's another dude who just popped out of the side of the Chimera. They're like welded into the Chimera, but they're shooting rockets. They're shooting grenade launchers. Oh no, oh no. Wait, everybody take cover.
Tomlin, Randak, what the fuck did they do to you?
Whoa! McTarkin's device is glowing. It's glowing this big fucking ambience colors. All these neon colors. Yeah! Everybody distract the Chimera! Yeah! Keep the grenade launchers, the rocket launcher guy down! Yeah! Shale just slit the throat of one of them as Mach smashed another one in half. Yeah! McTarkin! Do it! McTarkin's running for its face! Oh! He threw it right onto one of its eyes! Everybody! Everybody hide! Behind cover! There's gonna be an explosion! Whoa! The whole fucking room's covered with this pinkish web. Is this cotton candy? He just cotton candied that bomb, that fucking Chimera. It's stuck.
Everybody up to the top floor. Now, that thing won't stay down long. We gotta get to that jet and get the fuck out of here.
Well, fuck that thing. Bye-bye, jet engine Chimera. Oh shit, it's shooting another energy beam. Wait. That didn't come from the Chimera. Oh no, it's the fucking M-Troll. It's getting up here. Oh my god. It's getting close. Oh, this ain't good. We gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here before the fucking Chimera and the M-Troll are both fucking fighting us, shooting beams. They're gonna knock this whole fucking tower down if they start fighting. We gotta get out of here. This is a GVR. To you. Holy shit, we're in a giant hangar right now. It's a really high ceiling. There's a lot of maintenance goons and scientists. Not as much security up here. This is definitely one of their hangar. Whoa, that must be the ship we're looking for, because holy shit, that thing's the size of a two-story house. There's no jets or no wings. It's super sleek like a fox, and it's just got these two giant circles, like these giant O's on top of it. They're really sleek, this purple chrome fucking lining on it. Beautiful, these giant fuel pods. Those fuel pods look kind of like the ones that were on the M-Troll. What the fuck is this thing?
Oh baby, it's been too long. I miss you, buddy.
Yeah. It looks sweet. Captain Grimble hugging the ship right now, but whoa, wait! Vale, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Vale has taken Shale hostage. Whoa, calm down, everybody. Vale, come on. I don't know you very long, but like, how much are they paying you to betray your own sibling? Come on, we're so close. You can't do this to us. We're about to get away, come on. Vale, drop the knife. I didn't think of anyone. The fucking twins would, one of the two twins would be the betrayer. What the fuck? Oh shit. Vale just dropped dead. Whoa. Who are you? Just some random scientist? Why did you shoot her? What the fuck?
Go, you all. Inertron shouldn't have this tech. No one should.
It's a good old double ex machina, you know what I mean? Just like always.
Alright. We're moving on again. Shale, come on, Shale. We're all piling on to this jet. Whoa, it's way bigger on the inside. This thing feels like a mansion. I feel like I could get lost in here. This thing does Whoa, way bigger on the inside for sure, with all these weird panels and odd measurements on the walls. This platform with all these lights around it. What the fuck is this? Grimble, how are we gonna fly out of here if the ceiling's still closed? What the fuck are you doing?
We're gonna perform a minor field jump. Hold on, everybody.
Whoa, we're outside of the tower. It's like maybe 200 yards back. We're flying away from the tower. How did we get out of there? What the fuck? What do you mean fuel jump? What the fuck is this machine?
It's a jet with M fuel. I'll explain everything on the way to the Grease Valley. There's a lot to explain about this machine. Even I don't get.
Oh shit. Whoa, you guys see that energy blast? Whoa! There's this blue and green energy blast beaming out of Energon Tower! Oh shit, I can see it climbing out! It's the Chimera! It's blasting its fucking energy breath into the sky! What's that on its back? Is that the M-Troll? The M-Troll's climbing on its back, ripping its flesh off! Oh my god! A battle between the M-Troll and the motherfucking Engine Chimera! Only Beach City know how it ends! Get us the fuck out of here, Grimble! I'm fucking tired of this place! We need to pick up Stagaby real quick.
Kezel, use the beam tech to get the stag wasp, I mean the bee, aboard. Please.
Whoa, shit. You could just beam people on board? What the fuck? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna ask a lot of questions as we're flying, but it seems like we're all set. It seems like we're off to the Grease Valley. I'm coming home to the Grease Valley. All the way to the Grease Valley. To you. Yeah! So it's only been like 2 days, I mean less than 2 days, and we're already coming up on the Grease Valley. And trust me, all of us are ready to fight. We're all geared up, we got all of our special loot. Shale is still a little shaken up, but the rest of us, we're ready to take down the fucking Greel. I'm ready to reclaim my valley. I mean, I've also got Cassidy, you know, the Centaur Cyborg Cowboys. I got their whistle. So I'm gonna call upon Cassidy when I need him. I've got Donnie Crashes and the Highway Folks, that flare gun. I could use that to summon them. I mean, we're gonna be set up. I mean, when I come back home, hopefully Blessybone and Ragnar are ready to reclaim the fucking valley. With all of my friends and all of the support, we're gonna take this shit back. Captain said we're fuel jumping into the center of town. Really get the fucking surprise on them. The Greel won't even know we're there till we're literally in the fucking middle of them, you know what I mean? So, oh shit. They're telling me to get ready for the fucking fuel jump any second. I got my fucking narwhal horn fucking ready. I'm ready to take down some of the fucking Greel. That motherfucking Meadowlark, Commander Meadowlark, don't know shit when it comes to my fucking valley. We're gonna retake this shit. All right. Everybody get ready for the fuel jump. What? What the fuck? I'm at Town Hall. I'm not even in the ship anymore. This is my valley. This is Grease Valley. Let's fight! Yeah!
No, Bali! Don't fight the Greel! No, they're our allies!
What the fuck are you talking about? Everybody's working along with the Greel. They're all making defenses. What the fuck's going on here, Mayor?
Bali, you must understand the real threat. It is almost here. Boo!
Heyo, yeah, it's the wrap-up. It's been that Grease Valley Radio, and I'm your creator, Big Bumble Bali, BBB. I make hella projects. I also sound engineered the episode. I do the intro music for the podcast. And, you know, I do all the voice acting for the podcast as well. All the voices that you heard could be found by me, BBB. Ayo, episode 19, oh boy, we got the finale coming next week. I'm super excited to bring you the season one finale of Grease Valley Radio. But in the meantime, you can find all my other projects. I have another podcast. It's a talkie podcast. We talk about fringe entertainment and we deep dive different topics. We talk about medical history. We talk about wrestling. We talk about motherfucking, you know, any deep dive that we need to do that day. Oh, we're going to do Treasure Hunter soon, October. We're going to do a bunch of cults and stuff like that. Stick around. It's that Shady Sands Adventures. You could find us on Twitter at Adventure Sands. You could find Grease Radio at Grease Radio. And, you know, you could find all the good stuff. Find my co-host of Shady Sands Adventures, the co-host Scummy Tummy, found on Twitter at Scummy Tummy. You go find my homeboys, the boys from Gummin' It, ayo, another great talkie podcast from two farm boys talking about their lives, talking about golfing, talking about all the stuff that pisses them off in the world. Really funny dudes, really great guys. Go check them out at Gummin' It. You can find them on Instagram at NW. Underscore Gummin' It. You could find them on Twitter at Gummin' _ It. You know what I mean? It's all the good stuff. Go check out all the awesome projects. And in 2 weeks, at the end of September, September 30th or 31st, we're going to bring you the season one finale of Grease Valley Radio. Ayo, I'm super excited to bring you guys the finale, and I'm excited to hear what you guys got to say about it. If you guys want to hear anything in the final episode, tweet at Grease Radio and tell me everything you want to hear. Ayo, it's been that Grease Valley Radio, a heist episode to you.